Hello, everyone. Welcome to the third episode of the BNHA podcast. I am your host, Electric D, which yet again does not stand for Electric Deku or Electric Denki. Sorry for all you new listeners, because I just figured out I'm on Apple Podcasts, which is really exciting because I didn't think I'd come this far. And it's been like 8 months and I haven't been making that podcast episode, but now I have motivation because now I'm on there. So, yeah. But, there's not a lot of stuff going on here. I mean, I'm working on my animation stuff right now, and my podcast stuff, and my book writing. So there's not a lot of stuff going on here. But let's not get into that. Let's get into here, and yeah, I wish I had an intro, but I don't, and I don't know how I'm going to be able to make one. Maybe I'll just come up with the, I don't know, yeah, and I'm writing the script, and I was writing the script for, my first animation, like, right before I started this. So I have another thing I have to do, but let's not get into that. Let's jump into this episode and talk about episode 5 and episode 6 of My Hero Academia, along with some brief theories and rants and anime ships. Well, let's jump into it, and let's go. Okay, people, let's dive into episode 5 of My Hero Academia, titled, What Can I Do For Now? So, if you haven't listened to the other past episodes I did, you might want to go back and do those episodes. Because if you're just a new listener, you're like, oh, I just want to listen to, like, the newest episode. No, you're going to have to arrange your Apple Podcast or whatever you're listening on to go backwards. But if you still don't want to do that, I'm going to give a quick recap here. So, for episode, we have done four episodes in the last couple of weeks. And in the first episode, I described the main character is Yuka Midoriya, and how everything goes, and, like, what goes on, and how he wants to be a hero, but he's quirkless, and then how he gets bullied and everything, and how everyone's a jerk to him, besides his mom. And then in the second episode, I described he meets All Might. This all happens, he enrolls in UA, and, and becomes a high school student after the hero test, and he breaks his arm fully, and then we find a very scary, I said last episode I put out last Sunday, that he was eating a fish, and then his eyes just, like, went, like, weird, like, color, like, they went just, like, pure white, and it was like, what is going on here, boy? But, yeah, so that is the problem here, because, like, why, Kohei? So, let's get into episode 5. So, for episode 5, titled, What Can I Do For Now? We pick up back with Izuku, and he got into UA because he has a quirk now, and everyone wasn't expecting it, even his childhood supposed friend, which was really weird how they called Kachan his childhood friend, even though they were never friends, really. It never really picked up on the fact that they were friends. It only picked up after Kachan got his quirk and then started bullying Deku. Or Izuku. Call him what you want. He has too many names. So does Kachan. There's Kachan. Kachan, Katsuki, Bakugo. Just call him whatever you want. King Explosion Murder, Lord Explosion Murder. I'm not gonna say the rest. So, after he got in and he went to UA, then he meets Ochako, and they, like, what's really funny, he's, like, trips, and then he's like, on my first day of UA high school, I'm gonna be so good, and he's like, or I'll just die right now, and then as he's falling, then he just starts floating, and then that's where we meet Ochako, which is where we originally started the MHA shipping for Izuocha, but that's not what I want to talk about. I'll talk about that in a later segment in this episode. So, episode 5, then they get into the classroom. He's blushing like crazy because he's like, Izuku Midoriya, the freaking tomato, the blushing tomato. Literally, I swear. If you people get mad at me that, like, like, oh, he's not a budging tomato. Yes, he is, actually, because just he is. Just deal with it, okay? But, then they get into late classroom day 1A, and 1A is kind of the most important classroom in the whole series of My Hero Academia, because that's where all of them are. That's where all of them are, and that's basically the classroom where all the events happen to each other. Instead of like 1B, 1C, and then all the 1B think they're so much better, but they just haven't had the fame yet. But then in the training camp, it's always focused on 1A. Like 1B, it's never been about 1B. It's never been about the general education class. It's never been about the support class. It's never been about any of those. It's always been about 1A, which is kind of weird, but why won't they focus on? Why won't they focus on another classroom? Like, why won't they focus on another classroom? But, well, because it's the thing is here, if he focused on 1B a little bit, I mean, then the whole kind of plot line, like, because some people will probably be mad about that, because, I mean, some people want him to want the anime to be focused on 1B a little bit, but it's because that 1B and 1A are rivals, so the point is, like, why would he just do it for the rivalry? Yeah. And they meet, then they sit down, he sits, I don't know if it literally is coincidence, or it's just like, if it's sheer coincidence, or there's something else going on here, that he sits between, I think he's behind Bakugo, and Mineta is behind him. Because then, if Mineta's behind him, Momo is let me check the seating chart. I have a seating chart saved for it. But the complicated thing is, I don't know if it is literally sheer coincidence that Bakugo and Deku sit right next to each other. But that could just be because, I mean, it could, I don't really know. I mean, it could just be like, I don't know. It's really complicated because, ooh, dang. I don't really know. Oh no. I don't think it matters. But like, I don't think it matters though, because it's not coincidence, because it's already like, it is sheer coincidence. I mean, I don't know if there's any coincidence, if there's nothing coincidence, I never know how to pronounce that word. I'm trying to figure out how to pronounce that word. But it really has to be a coincidence, at least. So, let's not get into that. But, that's basically what we know, that Deku says in front of Mineta, but behind Bakugo. Which is kind of crazy, because then Kirishima gets a diagonal view of Bakugo, and then there's a certain part in the whole series, and I don't remember which episode it actually was, but then if you look closely, you can see Kirishima blushing at Bakugo. Now, let's get into that, okay, people? We'll get into that in the last segment, if you're gonna still listen to this. Ha, ha, hottie, hottie, wait, hold on, Mexico? I just realized something. I have a listener in Mexico, and I think I might know who that is. But I'm not gonna get into that, and if you're that listener, I think I know who you are. So, then maybe Sensei, I just spent a long time just discussing the freaking class seat, the seating chart. Jesus, I messed up. Okay, but let's, and then maybe Sensei Aizawa, who's of course is in the sleeping bag, he's like, class this, and then we meet him, like, I talked to my buddy, got me into the whole thing, and I talked to, she moved away, she's in Wisconsin, she's living in Wisconsin now, but she, told me that he does a lot, like, Sensei Aizawa, like, from the very beginning, like, I did not like this character. I thought he, like, I was really weird. Like, I didn't like Sensei Aizawa, but I liked Tenya, and I hated Mineta, but now I, like Aizawa, because he's a pretty funny character. I hate Tenya, and now I like Mineta, so it's kind of in between here. I don't know. Let's just get into episode 5. And then they talk about the hero training and how they want to see how their quirks work on the first day. So then they go. Then we. I think it was in a later episode, but I just want to explain it now. But Deku explains that they have that Sensei Aizawa is technically like their homeroom teacher, and then they have to go do their all their regular high school activities classes, and then they do their hero course training after lunch. Oh, God, come on. Whatever, don't mind that. That was just my brother yelling. Probably forgetting that I'm doing a podcast down here and the mic can pick up anything. But I heard that. But let's not get into that. So then, they do that. Bakugo goes first. And I don't know if it's sheer. Like, we've all, in the fanfiction and the fandom community, we've all seen. We've all, like, when we've all written about, like, the first day of UA and our alternate universes, we've always described Mineta as the worst thrower, which is actually pretty true. But then they all do the throwing. Bakugo was able to throw his ball somehow with an explosion power because it's what is nitroglycerin, and when friction or heat comes to it, then it explodes in someone's faces, and which is why you see him in that. Which is why he's sweating about 1 million liters of sweat a day, so he can. It's just watch, just go watch Film Theory, okay? Just go watch Film Theory. I think they might explain it, but whatever. Episode 5. Then Deku tries, because he's using his quirk at 100%, which is why he breaks his finger. And then, he breaks his finger. He's like, Sensei Aizawa, I didn't. You're a liar. You lied to me. Like, you think I'm not good? Like, I just threw that ball 709 meters, which by my calculations is about 2,100 feet, which is like, 2,100 feet is like, 2,100 feet if, that's not a mile though, but that's like that's almost one half of a mile. That's like almost a half a mile, which is kind of insane. Wow. But, yeah, and it's like, this kid! Yeah, there's like, this kid! And then it ends, and it's like, sign up, and I'm so sorry for all you. And I was like, season 4 theme song for My Hero Academia and what it means. No, I was not able to figure it out because, I still haven't gotten the translation because I watched the subbed, not the dub. And, okay, but let's not get into that. So, let's get into a break. I'm going to explain some brief theories about My Hero Academia, what doesn't make sense, and what does make sense, like All for One being Izuku Midoriya's father, and who the heck is Dobby, which if you still watch the series, skip this segment, this brief theory segment if you're just beginning, because I don't want to ruin it for you at the beginning, but for all the people that have watched My Hero Academia that has finished the series over and over again, and their season 4 is over, if you've done all that, then listen to this. And if you want to break through, and if you're still watching season 1 because I got you into it, just think I'm not actually saying that, oh, I got you into it, I have pride in doing that. But if you're just beginning to watch it, then skip this segment because I'm going to ruin it for you if you're not. So, and you're probably not going to know half the stuff I'm talking about. So, let's just don't do that. I want to get into episode 6, but first, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or iTunes. So then it really helps the show, so then I know what I'm doing wrong. So leave a review if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts. Hold on. So much walking. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts, and we know how we're doing on the show, and know what we need to fix on, and if we're incorrect about things, and plus it makes me feel better to know that, oh, if my podcast is 3.5 stars, I don't care, as long as it's above 3 stars, or 4, if 5, 4 stars would be amazing, 5 stars would be awesome, but I'm not telling you to select your own opinion, like, oh, it's probably not that good, just review one star. I don't really care. But just review my podcast, this podcast, on iTunes. It'll make me feel better about the work I put into these podcasts, literally. Why do you think I don't make episodes that frequently? I'm busy because I gotta write the scripts out, and then I'm doing a bunch of other stuff. So I've been really busy. I'm trying to make more podcasts frequently, but I've been just, whatever. But please leave a review. It makes me feel better about what I do, and I just need some feedback. So, yeah, let's get into episode 6 now. Brief There Is Time, and if you're still listening to this and you're just starting to watch it, just skip it. I don't want to ruin it for you because I don't want people to get mad at me for ruining it. Plus, because I'm really superstitious. I have a high conscience about if people get angry at me for doing something, I never forget it. It still weighs on my conscience, and I'm just like, why did I do this? But I don't want that to happen because I don't know you, because most of my listeners are from faraway countries, like Mexico, Ireland, let me check, Mexico, Ireland, Sweden, Hong Kong, Italy, Malaysia, yeah. So I don't want to ruin it for all of you, but most of the people in the United States. Because the United States, whatever. I just don't want to have people hold a grudge against me because I did something that I warned you not to, that you should probably skip if you don't want me to ruin the series for you. So, please, just skip it. I don't want people to get mad at me. And, yeah. But let's dive into the theories that Dobby is Shota Todoroki's brother. Now, not many people will know this if you're just beginning to start the whole series and watch it. You want to know who Shoto is, but please just skip past it. I don't want to have to deal with it. So explaining, because if I want to explain it, then it's going to take forever, and I don't have forever because I got to put this episode out on a deadline, because then I have to work on the script for my animation, so I got a busy day here. Okay? And I still got to do the animation, check when my stylist is getting here. I got a lot of stuff to do. So, So I'm not going to bother with explaining it. If you know Shoto Todoroki, then you know him. If you're still on season 1 and you're like, oh, I know him. He's icy hot. He's half and half bleep word. But if you don't know Dobby comes around in around season 2. But let's start to explain this theory. And if you're on season 3, then you're going to totally get it. So, Dobby, as we all know, is one of the villains in the League of Villains, right? But there's also another thing that's been very touched on by the My Hero Academia community, that Dobby is really Shoto's brother. Now, there's Koei Horikoshi actually hasn't really put out much of the theory saying that, oh, it's canon, that, oh, Dobby being Todoroki's brother is canon, but there's more evidence from both the manga and the anime that I have picked up on that no one, it was the smallest detail in the season 4 finale that I don't think most people picked up on, and it was a small detail, but it reveals something big I had to dive in a little bit and think through the whole theory a little bit, and then add that episode to the, a whole theory, because that explains a lot, because his start, season 4 finale, really explains a lot about what is with Shoto, his siblings, and there's another sibling that they don't really focus on, which I'll get to later. But we all know Dobby, he has blue fire, and he has weird bags under his eyes, or burn, he has a lot of burnt skin, often looking a lot like Deku's weird burn mark, or his big, massive bruise he had on his arm for his upper arm for the whole series. I think it was the All for One battle since season 3. I don't remember exactly when he got it because I don't focus on those. I focus on more of the theory details and the main plots. But, that's what happened. And then it kind of looks a lot like the same. I mean, it's the same color. I mean, it's all, you can, see, it has that same skin, peely, whatever you want to call it. It's all rough, and it's a little bit of doing it on that or whatever. Sorry about that. But there's a But that's basically Dobby as Blue Fire. Now, the Blue Fire kind of set people off a little bit. Like, why does he, like, Blue Fire? I mean, and then that's when people started thinking, is he a Todoroki? But they've never really, Endeavor never really talked about him. Even when, in the season 4, after, you can see after, Bakugo and Todoroki get their provisional hero licenses, he's there, and he's saying, I want you to be proud of me, so which is basically meaning he's changed, and, like, he's sorry for what he's done, but he's never really touched on Toya Todoroki, which is, we know Dobby's name is Toya. I think it was Toya. I don't remember, but I know Shoto had a sibling named Toya. I'm getting it mixed up here. Someone can tell me if I'm getting mixed up here. I'll just talk to my buddies that know the show. I'll just talk to them about it. And it's like, but either way, there's someone named Toya revolved around My Hero Academia. Now, we don't know if and then there's another theory, because then, if you think about it, if you watch the Stain episodes closely, and Endeavor's there because this is the cover story that they did. Was like, oh, three UI high school students literally went and freaking fought Stain, neutralized him, because then it would have put the school in a bunch of bad press. They just said, oh, well, they got attacked because they were doing the provisional. They were doing their hero course training. They were doing their hero internships. And and then that's when Deku goes to Gran Torino, and then Gran Torino gets his license suspended for 6 months, which really sucked for him, because it really was a pivotal, that wasn't very pivotal, but it just really sucked. But, so, how am I gonna explain this? And so, oh yeah, in the Stain scene, if you watch closely to Endeavor when he's fighting Stain, because they kind of neutralize him for a bit, then Endeavor calms and then basically, like, burns him and stuff. You watch closely, you can see he has blue fire after he's charging up his quirk for so long. He has blue fire shootout. Now, blue fire, where have we seen blue fire? We see it with Dobby. And I don't think it's coincidence that has happened. And there's been also some more evidence in the manga and in the anime. There's been a lot of evidence and circulation around it, because, I mean, if it was, then that would make so much more sense to Dobby's backstory. Literally, like, I know CBR did a video on it, because I saw a video when they talked about the Izuku's father being All For One, because Hisashi Midoriya's All For One, but we don't know All For One's real name. But let's not get into that. So, they did a video on it. You can watch that video. Just look up CBR. Just look up CBR Dobby. Dobby. Just look up that, and then find the Dobby being a Todoroki, because I can't explain it all, because I actually didn't watch the video. I've only just been, like, looking at the fandoms and reading crap about it. I haven't really seen the video. Like, I've tried to look at it, but I just really can't. So, I've tried, but there's some more stuff that can circulate around the fact that it is, because, I mean, they both have fire quirks, think about that, and in the fourth, let's get to that final episode now, because now I'm 8 minutes into the segment, which is a pain, hopefully I have enough time, but let's get to the, the fourth season finale, where in the Endeavor flashbacks, when you see him abusing Shoto, making him throw up, which his throw up looks a lot like bird poop, I'm like, I just noticed that. I'm sorry if I ruined that for you, and now start thinking and do that weird, like, Todoroki, like, in the Hosu thing, when he just looks at Deku, and then it turns to that red screen, he's like, this is big brain time. Or the Markiplier saying this is brain time. Or the image of Deku with the butt, with, like, that brain, like, all those weird colors, and he's, like, holding his hands, like, wait, what? But let's not get into that. But then we see it in those Endeavor flashbacks. We see Natsuo. We see his sister Fuyimi, which we actually start to know them more in that episode. But then we see a third person And they never really talked about this. And I don't think I was, I don't know who else noticed it. If you noticed that, and this, if you didn't notice that, go back to the season 4 finale and watch those Endeavor flashbacks. And so when you see Natsuo and Fuyumi playing with the ball, Natsuo's holding the ball, and then you see a little kid with red hair standing off on the left. And he's really short, which kind of doesn't make sense for the fact that Todoroki, but if it's Dobby, but hey, people can grow at super fast time. I mean, I was like 3 feet tall by the time I was 3 years old, and now I'm like, almost 5 feet, and I'm 10 years old, which is kind of insane because I grew a lot. But did I just say that? Did I really just say that? Oh no! Oh, I should not have said that. Forget about that, please. Forget about that. Crap! Dang it. But yeah. So, just because he's short doesn't mean he didn't grow a lot. But here's the thing, he had red hair. But we know Dobby to have black hair. But there's a simple solution. There's an elegant solution. He dyed his hair. He colored his hair black. And then keeps it dyeing black so it'll stay. So then people don't know who the heck he is. Because if he says, oh, I have red hair and I have a fire quirk, then people are going to be like, you have red hair, a fire quirk. I'm thinking he's Endeavor's son here. So it kind of adds an alluring air of mystery because if it's Koa Hirakoshi. He adds a bunch of mysteries to the whole freaking series. So then we can get knocked off. He's basically the anime Scott Cotton. If you don't know, he's the guy that made FNAF and added a bunch of lore. And then MAPPA just literally like freaking dies at the lore because he can't figure it out. But let's not get into that. Set that script down because I basically memorized it. So now, let me think here. Oh god, I got a lot of pain on my hand. Let's get into the theory that Deku is basically all for one son. So let's dive into this theory. The whole base of it is basically Star Wars. And I'm sorry if someone from CBR is listening to this. Hashtag not sponsored. I wish I did have a sponsor though, which really would have been nice. But I don't really have one. Because if I did, I would probably wish I had one with NordVPN. Because a lot of people talk about NordVPN. But, because it's all Star Wars. I mean, Koa Hirakoshi is basically a Star Wars fan, which I kind of said that if he was, like, a big fan of the series as a kid, that's why I kind of paralleled that first episode when you see Deku is like, he's the coolest! When I get my quirk, I'm gonna grow up to be just like him! And that's one of the most annoying parts in the whole series. I'm sorry for all you people that are like, oh my god, that's so adorable! It's annoying. Like, me and my buddies are like, that scene is so annoying because his voice is so high-pitched and it's just like, argh. But, yeah. But then, God, what am I doing with my life? So, after that, we, Yeah, and then basically, all of My Hero Academia is basically just the original trilogy of the Star Wars. If you do think about that, because it all matches up here. Like, think about it. It's about let me explain. You know how Luke is training to fight a villain in a black mask, and then he gets his more training under a Jedi or hero who's past his prime, is named Obi-Wan Kenobi, and then he seeks the additional training of a short and often vague teacher, Yoda. Sorry, hashtag, I'll put a hashtag CBR, and if you're listening to this and you're part of CBR, I'm sorry, please don't sue me. I'm broke, basically. Like, I'm broke, I barely have any money, because I buy a lot of stuff here. Because how do you think I get all my stuff? Like, I get my mic stuff, so I can make these podcasts, my headphones, my animation stuff. How do you think I get all that? So please don't sue me. I don't want to get sued. But, yeah, so then we say Izuku is Luke, but yet he cries a lot, which means he was not Luke, but whatever. Let's just not get into that. And then All Might takes him because All Might is past his prime, and then Gran Torino would be Yoda. And who else would be the villain in the black mask? who else would be a villain of Black Mask? Let's think of all the Black Masked villains throughout the whole series. There is none, unless you count Stain, but that really wasn't a mask. That was kind of like a weird, like, scarf thing, but a villain. I feel like he only did this because he wanted it to be obvious and set out there that All for One is basically the only villain out there that wears a black mask. Which, right there. It's also a breathing apparatus. Like, really? Did you have to go that far, Koei Hiroko? She was like, oh yeah, I'm just going to put all the Star Wars references in my thing so then people can start thinking, like, oh, what if, All for One is Izuku Midoriya's father? Because, yeah. Boop. And I did explain this theory on my memes account, but a lot of people had it, but all the skeptics were like, oh, that can't be because it's like all this. It's like, all that, and yeah, but there's also in the first episode, three things. A, there's no pictures of Musashi in the Midoriya household, who supposedly is Izuku's father, which we never see him though. Like, really? Come on. And wouldn't it be a stretch to think that if this is all based on the whole if Star Wars is basically the whole My Hero Academia series, just in anime form and way cooler, think about it. In The New Hope, Darth Vader reveals to be Luke's father. Now, this is what we think it is, and there's all these Star Wars parallels, and you know, Koshi loves Star Wars, and Star Wars this, Star Wars that, then I think we have solemn evidence right there. But there's another thing. There's no photos of Musashi around the Midoriya household. And think about it. There's also another two things. If the first episode, you know, look at Inko's hands. Because when she's floating his All Might figure up and grabs it and puts it in her lap, she says, oh, my father, his father, Musashi, he can breathe fire and I can levitate small objects. Gravity in a sense, because she has like a quirk like Ochako, but let's not get into that. Wait, what? I just said that. Ugh. Yet you look and she doesn't have a ring on either hand, and she still calls him her husband, which is two pieces of evidence in 1 5-minute part of the whole first episode. You see that Musashi isn't her husband. That's like, you can say that she's her husband and she just doesn't wear a ring because she doesn't want to feel ashamed. But there's too many Star Wars references that for that to be true. And for all of this thinking, it really can't be true. So I'm sorry for all you people. I'm like, why? Yeah, it's insane. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. But now, whatever. So then we get, then that's basically all the evidence about Musashi, but then there's more evidence compiling that, because if you think about it, how did Musashi get so many quirks? Well, partially, what if Izuku actually did have a quirk, but he was taken from him at birth? Because that's what All for One would do. Because he had a better quirk and he's like, oh, I want that quirk so bad, so maybe I could just steal it from my own birth son. And I mean, don't you think that there's a little bit connection here? Because think about it, all the villains to fight Izuku Midoriya have been commissioned and been sent by All for One. Have you ever thought of that for a sec? Well, not most people would say, oh, it's because All for One works with all of them, but it's always on, like, all the ones that have been set by Alpha 1, it's always been on UA. It's always been on Class 1A. It's always been on UA and Class 1A. It's always been on them. Which is, like, why would it be on them? Like, who's Alpha 1 trying to target? Like, there would be no one else. If you're all skeptics, like, there'd be no one who he wants to do there. But there is that theory that still stands there. There's that theory that still stands right there that he is, that All Might Now I'm like, oh my god, that Hisashi is all for one. Because that all the evidence, like, all the, like, think about it, in My Hero Academia Two Heroes, all of the villains is sent by All for One to A, because he figures out that Class 1A is coming to I Island, to the I Expo, and B, because, he wants to strike down All Might. Dang it, my stupid mic just fell. Ugh, that was a trouble. And A, because he wants to destroy All Might, because this is what most people want to do. But, I mean, he literally said he was sent by All Might himself, by All for One himself. And there's always been the League of Villains attack was kind of commissioned and stuff by Kurogiri and, Shigaraki. But, if you think about it, All for One is the one on the phone through the computer literally talking to them about the Nomu. Which also means drink in Japanese, which is kind of really weird that Nomu would mean drink in Japanese. Yet, All for One is the one talking, and he talks about the Nomu. He talks about the Nomu, and then the whole USJ battle happens, which is basically saying that All for One figured out that somehow he figured out that Izuku Midoriya got a quirk from All Might, and he wants to stop One for All, because that is what he wants to do, because he's a villain, so what else do you think he's gonna do? Then, jeez, I'm 20 minutes of theory, oh man, this is like as long as a MadPat video, jeez Louise, I've only explained two theories. Yet, he probably figured it out that All Might is past his prime since that fight he had with him those years, and when he's half of my respiratory organs were destroyed. And, there's so much evidence that compiles with the fact that All for One is...
Are you leaving to work?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Bye. Love you.
Oh, I think I just screwed up. Oof. Oh, no. Oh, crap. That's not good. Oh, no. This is not good. But, yeah. Sorry about that. My parents always come down here because when they go to work. Okay, so, that's more evidence that it's always that all the attacks by the League of Villains have been on 1A, not 1B, 1A. And who else would be in 1A that All for One would be targeting? A, because All Might teaches for 1A, and B, because Izuku Midoriya is there and he has One for All, and All for One wants to stop One for All. So, why would he want to stop One for All? A, so he can get that quirk to be more powerful so that he, like, nobody can beat him. Come on! There's so much evidence. Like, that's what we theorists rely on. Lore and evidence. But let's get into episode 6, because I just explained that, and it took me 20 minutes to just explain two theories, which means I just spent 11 minutes explaining each theory. Or longer, but that's just how I'm going to say. So, thank you for this one. Sorry if it takes so long. Well, let's get into episode 6, titled, You Dang Nerd. Well, it's a cuss word, but I don't want to say that because it's podcast should be family friendly or whatever. If you want me to say it, I'll put it in a segment. I'm so sorry, Jim. I'm so sorry. But so this is the episode where somehow it literally, I just read the description. I needed to catch up on it. I don't really remember that episode that well. All I remember is that they go to the because I watched a couple weeks ago, okay? Because I don't remember was that they went because like he survived his first day at school, and then they do their weird hero villain training, and of course Deku gets put with he goes with Uraraka, and it's Bakugo and Tenya in that thing, in the, because they were doing the training for like hero villain stuff, and then Deku does not want to use his quirk against Bakugo because he knows the damage it can do. And then Bakugo's like, why won't you fight me? He's like, But I don't really explain the fight scenes that well. But all we remember is they go to the setting and they have to grab like a weird bomb, and like that's how they win. But then, Bakugo goes after Deku, and they have to fight, and everything happens. And like, and then a whole bunch of other crap happens, and it's all fighting, and All Might's just watching. There's like, wow. Wow! Like, good job, Midoriya! But, like, so then they are fighting in the hallway, and they don't actually win until the 7th episode, Deku versus Bakugo. But we all know the beginning, he hunts him down, and then as, like, the very... And then the fight, the beginning of the fight between them gets on at the very end of the episode. So then episode 6 and then episode 7 can just focus on that. But then somehow Tenya and them become friends, even though Tenya is one of the most annoying characters throughout My Hero Academia. I'm sorry, he is. Newsflash, lo siento. But, yeah. But let's not get into that. So, But then All Might, like, he's like, I want to kill you, hurt you so bad to have to call the fight off. And he's like, no, that's not gonna happen, Bakugo. That might have happened in season 4, that might have happened in season 3, but it's not gonna happen here. Because he beats you, and na-na-na-boo-boo, you lose, ha-ha, ha-ha. Sorry about that, but the whole basic thing, this is a segment, it's probably going to be the shortest episode segment I've done, because I don't want to explain the fighting, like, oh yeah, but he does shove him on his back, and he goes like, ah, and then spit just comes out of his mouth, ugh, jeez. He's like, flipped over, and is like, he hit his back, because Deku doesn't want to use his quirk, but then he eventually does have to use his quirk in the 7th episode, which I do not want to explain right now, because I'll explain that in the 7th episode, because I want to leave you on a hanger, on a... cliffhanger, but I'll explain more of the fight in this, because the 6th episode is basically just beginning, but then the fight, because I don't want to say the basic conversations, just like, Uraraka, oh, Deku, you gotta, we should split up, you go try to find it, and then I'll patrol the halls to make sure they're not there, yada, 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 I'm not gonna explain that, like, that's basic, like, who would want to freaking explain that, really, if you want to explain that, I'm sorry, you can do that on your podcast, but not me. Okay? Not me. Yeah. Sorry, I'm just... So, the... Yeah. But that's basically all of the 6th episode, and that's basically... There's not a lot going on in that 6th episode. It's mostly just a fight scene, but the fight scene doesn't really carry on until the 7th episode... When I'll explain in the next, probably like next week, where probably like on Sunday, maybe this Sunday. I don't know. I've actually, it's insane because I made 2 episodes in 2 days, which was very bizarre for me because I usually made like an episode like once a month, which really sucked. But now that I figured out a bunch of stuff, I'm making these episodes more frequently. Haha. But, yeah, that's basically all the 6th episode. And if there's more details, there's more details to it than I'm forgetting. Because I watched it like 2 weeks ago, and I'm not gonna memorize the whole freaking script. I'm like, I'm a nerd, I'm a weeb, but I'm not that level of weeb. Like, not anime kind of weeb, unless you're MatPat. What the heck was that? Whew, that scared me for a sec. But, so, yeah, that's all the 6th episode, and now it's time for me to be ranting in the next segment. Time for me to rant about how I don't have a sponsorship and how I wish I had a sponsorship, but it's never gonna happen because I am an indie podcast and I want to make money, but I can't. But let's not get into that. I'm still ranting and I'm rambling. My name is Izuku Midoriya and I like to ramble, haha, because I'm just like mutter. Okay, you all know how I said I was gonna talk about the shits at the beginning of the episode. Well, that this is that segment. It's a bonus segment for this special episode. Ow, dang! Oh, that was awesome. That was a special segment that I meant. Oh, why is my music playing? Sorry, I was listening. All girls are the same. Sorry. But, yeah, I listen to that when I'm processing my trap. So then, ships. Todoroku. Kiribaku. Todoromo. Izuocha. Kiribaku. There's not really another ship that Bakugo would fit in. Oh, that's Bakucho, but I don't want to talk about that ship because it was all my favorite ship. It's Kamisero. camisero, which is a Spanish word. Camisero, I think it's like camiseta, which is really, it's just, yeah. Ships. There we go. Those are the ships. That's the whole segment I want to talk about. Ha!